Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. After a huge night last night, Philadelphia sports, we get a Sixers victory over the Miami Heat, 105-104, which sets it up. Sixers and the Knicks coming up starting Saturday up at Madison Square Garden. So we got a seven-game series coming up. And, Hugh, the first round, actually, I think this helps Joel Embiid a little bit, the schedule in the first round. There's a little bit more time in between games in the first round compared to the second round, third round NBA finals. They try to kind of spread these games out because they got all these games in the first round to put on TV.
Yeah.
So I do think that helps them a little bit. Game one will be on Saturday up in New York. Game two, obviously, in New York as well. And then they come back here Thursday, next Thursday, for game number three. So I think that will hopefully give Joel a little bit of a chance to recover in between games. But the reality is they won last night because of his play at the end, which was good. They also won because of a tremendous performance from Nick Batum and the coaching of Nick Nurse. Let's talk to our guy, Danny Green, Odyssey NBA Insider. Insider calls brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure after quite a comeback and a win by the Sixers last night. Danny, how you doing today?
I'm doing good, man. How you guys doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. So Danny, what did you think of that game last night and Joel Embiid's performance in particular?
It was an overall great performance. It was a good hard team fought win, right? Joel's performance and Tyrese weren't playing well, to say the least. Fourth quarter definitely picked it up. He made MVP plays down the stretch. But overall, you know, he wasn't in rhythm, and I think that had to do a lot with Spo and how they threw zones at them. He's starting to look more and more like himself physically anyway.
Danny, let's talk about the zones that Spo threw out last night. It's not a typical thing in the NBA. I know, we're kind of wondering, will the Knicks do something similar to that? For an NBA offense, how challenging is it to have something totally kind of odd compared to what you usually see thrown at you? Is it tough to adjust? Because it took the Sixers about a half, and then the second half, I thought they started to break it down more and obviously hit their shots around the perimeter.
Yeah, it usually doesn't take that long. If you're hitting shots, you'll probably break it sooner. But if you have a bad shooting night, then it's harder to break the zone. But guys have played against it before in college, high school. It's just different on the NBA level. People don't expect it to happen. But, yeah, if your coach prepares you for it and you run some zone offense and your team prepares your point guard, you should be able to run a decent offense and get some decent looks, which I think they did at times, but they just didn't make any shots. And the game opened up when Batum just got hot in that third quarter.
Well, he did get hot. And, Danny, I thought the difference last night, and sometimes you see this in the NBA playoffs, you know, you have a game where your role players all have big nights, and it felt like they were all kind of on. Campaign hit the one corner three. Obviously, Batum mm-hmm. carried the way. But, Danny, that felt like it was the difference for them last night. It wasn't just their two top players, because, like you said, they didn't play their best. Their role players were incredible last night, especially the second half.
100%. Like I said, Joel and Tyrese weren't playing their best basketball. Tobias as well hit a bunch of shots. Like, those guys didn't make the shots that they normally make. Even Kelly Oubre. But when you have guys like Batum, Buddy Hield come off the bench, Campaign hit a shot, like, those plays make a difference. Every position matters, especially in a tight game like that, a playing game. And in the playoffs, you're going to need that. So that was a really good win for the outsiders more than anything.
Danny, what do you think the Sixers will do, and what do you think they should do with Tobias and his minutes in this next series against the Knicks? He struggled. I mean, we know he had a knee issue in the past few months. I'm not sure how he is physically right now. He just hasn't played his best basketball, and they didn't play him a lot down the stretch, and their offense was good. Do you think we'll see his minutes diminish compared to usual? What do you think they're going to do here with Tobias in this next series?
I think every series is based on play. Every game is different. Every game within the series is a series of its own. And you got to make adjustments game to game. If they lose game one and certain guys are struggling, they may change the lineup or rotations. But I expect Tobias to play his normal game, being in New York, being at the Garden. He usually plays well. You know, the matchups aren't that awkward for him. He'll probably match up with OG Anunoby or somebody else like that. I don't know, maybe Dante DiVincenzo or Josh Hart. These are guys that are similar to his style of play, so I expect him to be just fine. If he's out there, I think he's healthy. But if he's saying that he's not, then that's a different story. I don't expect him to diminish. I expect him, you know, if he's playing his normal game, to increase or stay where they are. I think Nick just made changes because that was what was necessary at the time and the rhythm, the group that was playing well. And that happens. If you've seen New Orleans game, I'm sure Willie Green didn't want to sit Brandon Ingram for that long, but they had a group that was playing well and brought them back, so they had to leave him on the bench. And by the time it was time to put him back in, it was kind of too late. So as it goes game to game, like quarter to quarter, you just never know what group is going to have that energy or spark for you. If you're losing or winning, things change. But so I don't expect them to diminish. I expect them to play his normal minutes. And if he's playing well, which I expect him to do, that he'll play more.
Danny Green joining us here, Odyssey NBA Insider. Danny, when you look at this next series against the Knicks, let's talk about the matchup, specifically Jalen Brunson. What makes him so good, and what have you noticed as he's progressed in his career? Because when he came out of the draft, came out of Villanova, very few people thought he could be this high level of a player, and he's probably going to get, you know, MVP votes for this season. What makes him so good?
He's a winner, man. He's a winner. He makes winning plays, but he's just crafty, and I think he's deceptive. People underestimate because of the way he looks and, you know, the body type. He's fast. He can move. He's quick. He has a quick first step. He's shifty. And he's highly, you know, very high IQ, very smart guy. So that all those combined make him tough, and he can shoot the ball well. He makes tough shots. He's practiced tough shots. And, you know, New York plays in a half-court set where – and so if without Julius, they're not going to get as many open or easy ones. You have another creator like that, it makes the game a little easier. But that they're used to making and taking those tough shots. But and there's not many guys, I don't think. So Philly could throw different guys at them, bigger guys, maybe Batum, Oubre. But it's hard to do that when you have DiVincenzo that plays well, and you have Hart that plays well, OG Anunoby, you got Alec Burks off the bench, Bojan. They have a good plethora of guys and depth, which I think gives them the edge to me. I know they're not favored in the series, but I think New York has more depth than Philly does.
What kind of series do you anticipate here, Danny? I mean, there's always, a lot in the first round, it feels like, in the NBA playoffs go pretty long. Right? We got a sweep here and there, a five-game series once in a while, but 6 and 7 have been pretty, you know, normal in the NBA playoffs for a lot of these first-round series as these teams feel each other out. Do you expect a long series here between the Knicks and Sixers?
I do. I expect at least 6 games, probably 7. It's going to be a slow, grinded-out type of game. You know, playoffs slows down. There'll be moments where it picks up some, but, you know, Tibbs likes to play in the 80s if he could, 90s. So we'll see, man. I think it'll adjust game to game. We don't know if they'll do zone. They have the bodies to not have to play zone in the matchup with Joel. Mitchell Robinson is a bigger body. Hartenstein is a big body. Like, those guys They have the fouls and the bodies to do that. They stay out of foul trouble. But Joel's going to have to impose his will. He's going to have to get those guys in foul trouble. He's going to have to score, especially with the lack of depth. That's what's said, no D'Anthony Melton. That's tough on Philly. It's him, Tyrese, Tobias, you know, Kelly. They don't have a bunch of scoring. Batum obviously got hot that one game, but it's not as normal. But they're going to need those other guys to step up like they did last night in the series in order for them to win.
Insider calls brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure with capable features like available H-Track all-wheel drive and standard third-row seating. All right, Danny, let's end with this. Tom Thibodeau on the other side. Give us a trait of a Tom Thibodeau team from your perspective as a player. What do you expect Thibodeau to throw at the Sixers, throw at Embiid, throw at Maxey in this series?
You'll probably see some doubles. You'll probably see a little bit of different things, but Tibbs is an old-school guy, and they have the pieces. He's going to want to see certain guys guard Tyrese kind of straight up. He might throw OG on him. He might throw a bigger guard on him. He might throw Josh Hart on him. So you'll see different looks, different lineups, depending on how the game and the flow goes of the series. But as I said, I expect him to, you know, play his normal game. I don't see him throwing. Now, Nick may throw some different things out there for those guys at Brunson. He might throw some different things at, you know, him, because, you know, Nick – a little bit more outside the box, but I see Tibbs doing his normal game plan.
It's going to be a fun series and probably a long one. Danny, we'll catch up soon. We appreciate you hopping on. Enjoy the postseason, and we'll talk soon. Thank you, Danny.
You too, guys. I appreciate you.
Have a good one.
There he goes. Danny Green, Odyssey NBA Insider. Insider calls presented to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure. So he believes it's a long series, and he gives the edge to the Knicks there. He said he gives the edge, slight edge to the Knicks in the series.
Yeah, because I think one of the biggest things that we're going to have to figure out is when are we going to get – like Joel Embiid is probably about 80% right now. When is he going to get closer to the guy that is 100%? He's probably not going to be 100%, but how much are we going to get out of him? Because we have to have a better performance from Joel.
No, there's no question. And, Hugh, I don't know the answer. I mean, history tells me we're not going to get that version of him. Also, I don't know the answer to this question. Is he re-injured or hurting, or is he just not back off the surgery to like his normal self? Because then time, right? Time should help. But I don't know. Like, did he retweak something last Friday when he came out of the game against the Magic? Because then if that's the case, then it's probably just going to get worse, not better.
I think part of what Joel Embiid is going through, because there was a stretch where, you know, he didn't play well, but towards the end he did. I think he's just getting comfortable with his body. I think, you know, I heard John Ritchie mention this morning something about crepitus. And when he said it, I just remember being in a situation where, you know, you're coming off an injury and you hear something pop, you know, creak. And you're like, oh, my gosh, is my body giving out on me? And you have to be sure that that's not the case. I think there was a point during the course of the game where he probably felt that a little bit. And he played a little timid. But as the game progressed and he figured out that my body's not going to give out on me, then I could play a little bit better. And that's what I saw towards the end of the game when he was throwing them dime passes and all the other stuff and shot the three. So maybe he's just now getting comfortable with what his body's able to do right now. Because you have to get re-comfortable, if that's a word, that you have to, you know, in order to play, to just feel like you can do some of the things.
Yeah.
You can
well, it's a word now. We said it. That's
yeah,
the way it works.
Yeah, that's how we work.
We say words on the show.
You got to get re-comfortable.
That's the key for the Sixers Knicks, the re-comfortability of Joel Embiid.
Joel Embiid, you got to get re-comfortability.
Those.
215-592-9494.
Re-comfortability matters.
Do I have to get
Hullabaloo or hubaloo?
That's one of my favorite
call it. Yeah, the hubaloo.
What was that about? What was
hullabaloo?
Hullabaloo. It was hullabaloo, it just went off the tracks there.
That's how I use it.
All right, Elliot in Jacksonville. What's up, Elliot?
Hey, it's not Jacksonville, it's Delaware, because Odyssey has me at my Florida house.
You know what? Delaware is even better. Elliot from Delaware, what do you think, buddy?
Yeah, okay, so I'm glad that I came after Danny, because you showed Danny respect with his opinion and you asked him about Tobias. Mm-hmm. This is what I want to say about Tobias.
Okay.
I would like to make a plea to stop the booing of Tobias Harris every time he touches the ball. Now, listen, let me explain why.
What is wrong with him?
Does this help the Sixers? Does this help his teammates who like him and play with him? Does this help anything, or does it help the Knicks and anybody else going forward having one of our starters or sixth or seventh man get booed every time he walks into the game.
It's like you're getting chastised.
This is the playoffs, okay? So, you know, don't stop the booing. I mean, the booing isn't helping. And it's
well,
they
did win last night, though. People booed and they won last night.
Yeah, no, but that's a whole different thing, and you know it. No. You listened to what Danny said. You asked him about his minutes. You respected his opinion, okay? So I agree with Danny. He's going to play. He's going to get his minutes. Nick knows what he's doing. He's a great coach. He's going to make his decisions based on what's happening and adjusting in the games. And I had season tickets for the Sixers for 15 years. I know what I'm looking at.
So Elliot, okay. I have a solution. I have a solution.
Yeah, that I want to say one thing before you leave.
But my solution, so we all win on this. I mean, I wasn't at the game last night, Elliot, so I didn't boo him. But I don't mind if people booed him because he stunk. But I have a solution that fits your agenda and mine. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here it is. I have a foolproof solution to where no one will boo Tobias Harris against the Knicks.
Ooh, I know where you're going with this.
He doesn't play. How's that sound?
Okay. I thought you were about to say play better.
He's going to play because they need him. You know, that's
so you
guy.
Wait, hold on. I understand what Danny said. Do you as a fan want him to play his normal amount of minutes? I don't. I think they're better if they curtail his minutes.
I don't want it. If they curtail his minutes, that's fine with me. But don't boo him every time. He has friends on that team. He has teammates. It doesn't help us. Okay, so listen. Let me talk quickly on to what I think and I hope I see gets the Knicks.
Okay, what do you got?
I hope I see us come out in a modified box and one, okay, which is almost a zone, a shifting box and one, okay, and make them prove that they can break that with long three-point shots, okay? If they go cold and we use the box and one, which is a tough defense to break, and you stop the slashing down the middle with Joel, I think it's a good idea, and I'd like to see it. I'd like to see it until it doesn't work and then let Nick make his adjustments. I'd like to see the box and one in a modified fashion, shifting from side to side, wherever the ball's going to go, and let's make their guards prove that they can hit threes.
You know what, Elliot? I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if we see something unique. And Danny even says, Elliot, we appreciate the phone call from Nick Nurse. He'll throw a bunch of stuff out there. That's why he's such a great coach. I remember when we did a Reading Giglio during the summer and I read Nick Nurse's book. He'll throw a whole bunch of stuff out there. The guy's a very great coach.
Takes a look there it is. Into a book. It's Reading Giglio.
Love that book. Like one everywhere.
Elliot told everybody to stop booing. I like that.
Yeah, I mean, again, my solution works for everyone. Yeah. He doesn't play, we don't boo.
I'd be damned if you can tell a bunch of Sixers fans or Eagles fans or Phillies fans not to boo.
Well, it's tough to get anyone to agree on anything, let alone 20,000 people to not emote in the middle of a game.
You ask him for trouble.
I think it's legitimately difficult. You could see and like feel it was like a time bomb in that stadium.
Oh, it was coming.
Like everyone was clenched for the whole first half because we didn't know what to expect really from the Sixers in that game. And we saw Tobias.
Yeah,
you
there
know
was
what
a lot
I
of
mean.
Clenching going on.
There was clenching, man. When we saw Tobias bricking layups and airballing threes, then the building was ready to pop. And it was just a matter of which way it was gonna pop. And like you almost couldn't help yourself but react that way to watching what you saw from
Tobias. He had his Charles Smith moment. There was a Knicks Bulls game in the 90s where this Charles Smith was a Knicks forward. He went up for a layup like five times, just got to get blocked and blocked. And Tobias had that moment last night.
No, you know what the best part about that moment was? When he was missing those shots back to back, he knew it was coming because you could see it on his face. He was like, it's only a matter of time before these people start ridiculing me. And they did. They stayed true to form.
Now, I think to be fair to the fans last night, and Elliot could wish no one booed, this has been building for a while. I doubt Tobias would have got booed last night if he just had one bad shooting night off a decent season. His season has really gone down the last, I don't know, 6-8 weeks. He's gone from, whatever the right word to use for Tobias, there's overpaid, not as good as we hope. Like, he's just mostly blah, okay, fine. He's not played good basketball for a while now, right? So, Hugh, I think it's pent up for people. People were like...
And people were like people, there was a run that they went on early on where I think we were up by 8 or 10. And then when the heat started to chip away, people were trying to hang in there and be positive. And I think when it got tied up, that's when Tobias Harris, the ball, it was in his hands. And I think that's where he missed like two back-to-back shots. And then he redeemed himself because he made two shots after that. But after that, people were just tired of it. I think that's how the Sixers went. But after that, it was too late by then. Because they had already set their mind to boo, and it was going down.
Yeah, it was. All right, let's. Who we got here? We got Lenny in Turnersville. Lenny has an idea for Nick Castellanos. What's up, Lenny?
Hey guys, let's talk about the Phillies. All right, 07-08 Phillies, one of the second best home run hitter in the organization. What'd they do to him for a little while?
We're talking about Pat Burrell.
Talking about Ryan Howard.
Oh, Ryan, what'd they do at Ryan?
They sent him down. They sent him down to the minors, remember?
So you want to send Castellanos to the minor leagues?
Well, why not?
Lenny, before you go on, and I mean, I don't mind the idea. I have to check the rule. There's a certain rule when a player is in the big leagues for long enough. I don't think you can send them down without their consent. I'm not even sure if they could.
Well, that's why I'm not a general manager, because I don't know the policy and the procedures. But I'm just saying, if there is no rule barring that, if the brain crossed in 07, whenever they sent Ryan Howard down to get his swing back, okay? If the brain crossed back then had the moxie to do it and the results are history, okay? Whether you love him or hate him, Bobby Knight, real quick, don't give me two reasons why you can't do something. Give me one reason why you can. Now, it's obvious we're going to have to, if they don't do something with Castellanos, we're going to live and die with him comes late August and September. But I'd rather try and correct it now in April rather than, okay, he'll come out.
You know what the solution might be? And that teams do this sometimes. They do these phantom injuries, right? So you put him on the IL, and then he's got to go through a rehab assignment. So it's almost like you send him down without embarrassing him. Because I think that's part of it. Like a guy that has a contract that's been in the league for, you know, I think 11 or 12 years now with Castellanos since he came up, maybe 10. You know, they don't want to just get sent down. So, Lenny, I will look into it, and we'll talk more about it. Lenny, we appreciate the phone call. I don't think they can send it down.
I think that'd be tough.
I got to be honest. I don't remember what Lenny's talking about with Ryan Howard. Maybe Kyle does. I don't remember that. I don't.
I remember when Ryan Howard came up, and I don't remember there was a time that he went down. But
I don't remember. He won the MVP in 06. I don't believe, unless I just have a total blank spot on this. Now he was still in the minors in 05. Right, he only played 88 games in 05 before he came up and won the Rookie of the Year. He stayed down for a while because they had Tommy, and it's just like they kept him down longer than most players because he was 25 years old when he got up.
And that's what I remember that being an issue more than anything, the fact that he was a
I have no recollection of this unless I completely blanked. I mean, our last caller just and I you know he maybe he remembers something I don't, but the idea that the Phillies sent down a reigning MVP.
I don't remember the
Phillies
sending him down.
No. I don't.
I mean, they do it for rehab assignments if you're injured.
Well,
but that's
what I was saying with Castellanos. Maybe right. A phantom IL spot. You get him out of here for a month. And
that's
he goes,
not embarrassing at all.
Well, no one has to know. We just, it's between us. You phantom IL, you send him.
You say nobody has to know.
No, nobody has to know.
We ain't going
to
tell nobody.
No. They do this with pitchers sometimes when they stink. They say, oh, yeah, his shoulder hurts. And then we don't see him for 6 weeks, and he ends up in the minor leagues pitching for a while. So, I mean, yeah, they're stuck with Castellanos. They are stuck. By the way, see another home run last night? I know there was a lot going on. We had the Sixers. We had the Phillies win. That Mike Trout guy, Hugh. Eighth home run.
He hit a home run. It's not like – I'm not on – like, unfortunately, and I know you and Kyle are, I'm not on Trout Watch. So I could care less.
It's hard
less.
Not to be. Every time you see a highlight, it's Mike Trout, another big thing.
Well, I could care less.
Well, can you care less watching Castellanos?
I mean, that's a little bit tough to watch. But,
is it a little alarming
last couple days,
pitchers didn't wake his bat up?
Last couple days, though, the average has been 6 runs, so I'm happy about that.
For the team?
Yeah.
I'm talking about Castellanos.
Okay, everybody's not going to hit at the same time, but Trey Turner's hitting.
As he should.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Imagine
adding Trout to Turner and Harper and Schwarber.
That's all I had. It's not Schwarber anymore. Schwarble.
Schwarble?
Schwarble.
And
Nick Nurtz.
Nick Nurtz?
Nurtz.
Like, and TZ at the end?
Yeah, somebody called in and called him Nick Nurtz. I kind of like Schwarber and Nurtz.
Was the Schwarber person the Nurtz person the same guy?
I don't know.
Okay.
You know, I didn't know who the caller was, but it sounds like it could potentially be.
Okay. Well, we'll keep that in mind. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls plus a daily mock at 1:30 because we talked Danny Green and Juan. The Daily Mock coming up, and there may be a massive smokescreen by the Eagles. They're trying to pull the wool over everyone's eyes about a certain player in a certain position. We're not buying it on this show, and your phone calls coming up. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. The NBA play-in tournament gives teams the chance to play their way into the postseason, so it only seems right that customers on FanDuel can play their way into $150. Just place any $5 bet, and you'll get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, to use during the NBA playoffs. Three-pointers, over-under for points, the first basket scorer, which is always a fun way to get the bet started, and more. Go to FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to get started. FanDuel.com/GIGLIO. Make every moment more with FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94W.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Or 1:30, either way. Daily Mock, we do it every day. It's a week away, Hugh. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You don't sound ready.
Yeah, I'm ready. I mean, I'm ready for whatever they draft. I'm excited. Like, unlike other people, I get excited about football, like, all the time, even though I ain't played about 20 years.
You mean unlike Jalen Hurts?
I ain't saying nobody's names. Listen, I'm not that guy, man. I'm not about to be just picking on folks because, you know, they're, you know.
Well, if we're talking about getting excited about football.
I'm just saying that like other people are not excited about the game football like I do.
Yeah, like Jalen Hurts.
I'm just saying. I didn't say his name. You said his name.
Here's how excited I am. I'm coming here Monday with an actual big board. I'm going to put it on remember the old boards you have to do like projects on in school? I'm going to write the names down. I'm coming in here Monday with my 10-name big board.
Still getting towards the last 3 days being our mocks, right?
Yes, we're going to do our mocks. Yep. I'm going to have my big board, so you'll kind of know where my mock's going to go based on how I have my big board stacked. I'm giving away right now Cooper DeJean's at the top of my big board, so just get ready for that on Monday. So
no, I'm okay with that.
Who's the top of your big board?
Number one on your big board?
I would probably say a corner.
Who I want at 22, not like the prospects in the draft.
A corner that can actually play.
I like how it's just vague. You know
yeah,
what?
Because
the
like
draft
I
is never, for you.
No, you know what's funny? Every year in the draft, there's always somebody that sneaks into the number one spot or the top 10 or, excuse me, the first round that nobody mocks.
Every year.
To be in the first round.
And there's someone that's we'll see in all these mocks, and they'll be available in the middle of the second round.
Yes, somebody's going to go, oh, my God. Remember when Geno Smith – was out there and they projected him to go in the first round.
You know who's a big Geno Smith guy?
Who was that?
Ike
was.
Ike pounded the table for Geno. And you know what? It took 10 years, but he turned into a decent quarterback. That was one you had to wait on a little bit, though.
Like 10 years?
Yeah, it took a decade. Sometimes the best takes you got to let him marinate.
You just never know. Yeah, you just never
know. All right, let's get to today's mock. We're going to CBS Sports. This is a wild one. One I think we're going to be excited about when it comes to the Eagles, but just the top 10, you mentioned a surprise. Well, this one has it. All right, number one overall. Caleb Williams, quarterback USC, to the Chicago Bears. Number two, Jaden Daniels, quarterback LSU, to the Washington Commanders. Drake May, quarterback from North Carolina, goes to the Patriots at number three. At number four, the Cardinals. A lot of people assume they're going to trade out. They keep the pick and take Marvin Harrison Jr. from Ohio State. At number five, we have the Vikings coming up, trading with Jim Harbaugh to get Jim Harbaugh's college quarterback, McCarthy. J.J. McCarthy from Michigan goes to the Vikings at number five. Or the Giants land Malik Nabers at six. Joe Alt, the offensive tackle, to the Titans at seven. But how about this one, Hugh? With the number eight pick in this mock draft, the Atlanta Falcons, who just gave, what, $140, $160 million?
He got paid. He got a lot
Cousins.
Of bread.
Well, the Atlanta Falcons select Michael Penix Jr., quarterback, out of the University of Washington. So they sign Cousins and draft Penix at eight.
For the future. Give him a chance to, like, part of the problem I feel like with a lot of these young quarterbacks is they don't have the time to develop. They're, like, thrown into the mix almost right away. So I don't have a problem with them taking him that high, but I can tell you who will have a problem with it. Atlanta Falcons fans, they're not going to be happy about that.
So, all right, I get this. And this works super well for the Packers, right? They drafted Jordan Love. He sat, and now he looks like he's going to be a star quarterback. The only issue with my perspective on this is Penix is a little older than most prospects. He'll be 24 in a couple weeks. That means if Cousins played 2 or 3 years –
But damn near 30.
I know.
Damn near 30.
Before you even know if he could play or not. That's weird.
Yeah, that is kind of weird when you think about it like that, Joe, because it's not like you got a young quarterback. You got one that's going to be damn near senior citizenship when he gets ready to get out there on the field.
Now, Hurts was the opposite. Hurts, I believe he was 20 years old when he was drafted, so, you know, he came in really young. But that's an interesting one. All right, let's go through this to the Eagles. We don't have to go far. In this mock draft, we have the Eagles trading up from 22 to 16. They make a deal with the Seattle Seahawks. Now, it doesn't say what they give up, but a lot of these deals we've seen.
Man, they got to give up a lot.
Yeah, I think one of those second round picks would have to be part of this. So let's just say the Eagles give up one of their second round picks, move up with Seattle. And in this draft, they draft a guy that we've heard his name a bunch through this process, Quinyon Mitchell, quarterback out of Toledo. And the idea is maybe Jacksonville really wants this guy at 17. So Howie trades up Hugh over Doug Peterson to get the corner he wants at number 16. What do you think? A trade up? Would you be good with them trading one of their two twos to move up to get a corner in the top 20?
If they feel that strongly about him, yeah, man. You're talking about six foot tall, 200 pounds, about 200 pounds. He's a guy that I look at that's going to come in and play immediately. Has to if you're moving all the way up there for him. I kind of look at him like a Sauce Gardner type. And what I mean by that is a guy that's going to come in and he's going to be a plug-and-play player. And I think that there's been discussions about the Eagles going out and getting plug-and-play players. So he would definitely be a plug-and-play guy.
Oh, I have a question, and maybe I'm asking the right person, maybe I'm asking the wrong person. I think I'm asking an appropriate person now. Do you have any concern? And I understand where you played college football. Do you have any concern
about being playing at Toledo,
well,
being a Rocket?
Not that it's not a – I'm not trying to knock the program, but how many – NFL wide receiver prospects do you think he faced week to week? Probably like
not a whole lot.
Not many.
Not a whole lot, but you can say that about Sauce Gardner. Even though Cincinnati's program is a much better program than it has been.
Didn't they play in the playoff the year he got drafted? I think they did.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, so
he held his own. He held his own.
We can go look. Maybe Toledo played a big program and we could kind of look at some. But I just wonder how many guys he played that will actually play receiver in the league.
I will tell you this. Like, I was always told, like I heard this a lot when I was coming out. The reason why I was picked in the first round is because I dominated at the level that I played at. That's what I was told. And I would assume that if you're moving all the way up to get Quinyon Mitchell, then they feel the same way about him. You know, that he was out there and he was a man among boys as far as that's concerned. So, yeah, I think that when you look at him, like that, that's what most scouts would see.
I mean, obviously the NFL has determined he could play at this level because everyone thinks he's a top 20 or top 25 pick.
Yeah.
I think about that, right? Like he.
No, I mean, and that's fair. Like, Joe, that's fair because what I tell you, I was telling Ike and Spike a story about, you know, my attitude problems when I came to New York. I remember when I got there and we were going through one-on-ones and one of the offensive linemen that went to one of the big schools, I think he went to Cal or something. I know USC was a. I forgot his name, but Matt Willick. Was it Matt Willick? I think that's his name. But Matt went to USC. Matt's been a big star in movies and all this other stuff. And Matt tried to do me in practice one day. Like, he tried to violate me. And we got into a tete-a-tete because I wanted them to know flat out that, you know, I'm not the guy. You know, because you, like, coming in from a smaller school and not going to a big-time program and stuff like that, you do kind of come in with that chip on your shoulder because you've heard that quite a bit. You've heard that quite a bit.
And it just, you wonder, like, can he do it? Now, we'll see. And if the Eagles take him, they'll certainly want something we think about. I mean, it worked out for you, obviously. You made it in the NFL despite being a small school. And plenty of guys have. It just stands out to me, the receivers.
You're not the only one. It stands out to a lot of
So people. I did find this. So this past year they played Illinois, but I don't think they have any big receiver prospects. Last year they did play Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying it's Quinyon Mitchell's fault. His program's not as good as Ohio State.
Yeah, they got prodded.
They got dragged. Yeah. They gave 77 points. Doesn't mean he can't play.
I'm probably sure that he matched up with Marvin Harrison and he held his own.
You know what? I bet teams looked at that tape.
Oh no, they
strongly.
Everybody watched that tape.
Yeah.
Everybody watched that tape.
Well, and if he held his own or he was decent, well, that'd boost him up. I mean, for sure.
Yeah, all right, Marvin Harrison Jr. was giving work to everybody.
Yeah, well, he's probably will in the NFL as well. All right, 215-592-9494. Kyle is up next on WIP. What's up, Kyle?
What's up, Joe? What's up, you? How you guys doing?
Hey,
what's
Kyle?
Going on, man?
We're chilling. Hey, so I got a lot to talk about, so I want to kind of hit it in rapid fire. So I think the Sixers win last night, them winning close like that, I think that sparks them. I think that's like the shot put, because if they went off and they were, you know, high-stepping last night, I think they'd start smelling themselves into the New York series.
You know what, Kyle, that's an interesting perspective. Yeah, the fact that they had to grind through that game and fight, I think that's a good thing for them.
So that's kind of what I was brainstorming there. And then I was telling Quinny, I was telling Kyle on the call through, I kind of think I think the Eagles got a little something up their sleeves for draft night.
You thinking a trade up?
Like what?
I think, Hugh, I don't know if you like this, man, but I think A.J. Brown's going to go.
You think they're going to trade him?
I think they got a little blockbuster action. I don't know. I think Coach Sirianni, I think Jeffrey's like, yo, you got one more year. And he kind of is having that, and then he's not hitting it off with A.J. So I kind of think something might be up his sleeve, Hugh.
Oh, that would be interesting if that was the case.
Hugh, I got one more thing actually
what you
to
got?
Say. So I know you're looking for a mover, and – we are a white glove service right out of Delaware County. We've moved Kyle's uncle. We're good friends of the family with fans of Philly. And we're a white glove service, and you leave your worries at the door, and we'll take care of you.
Hey, you know what, Kyle, I appreciate that. But you know what? Like, most of the stuff that I have with me, like, most of the stuff that I need is in Georgia. But most of the stuff that I have with me, I can throw it in the back of my truck.
Oh, if you need us to ride to Georgia, McGrory moving, we'll hop right down.
How about that?
All right.
The offer's out. All right, Kyle.
All right, appreciate you, man.
Well, first, we got to get Hugh to get a place, and then we'll worry about moving the stuff.
We got to put the horse before the cart.
Yeah, right now the cart's before the horse,
yeah,
and that's not
bit,
the way to do
bit.
It.
But it's promising. I've seen some places. I saw some places yesterday.
Here's the thing. I always think about this when you go look for a place. Could you imagine yourself in there? That's what you got to put yourself there.
Yes, because a couple places I look like, because, you know, the housing market is bananas right now. So I looked at a couple, you know, like temporary spots that were my own, and they were nice. And I can envision myself, and a lot of them have like pools and like little dining areas, like little swanky spots in town. And I'm like, yeah, I can see myself hanging out here.
You at the pool.
Yeah, hanging out at the pool. You know, hollering at some of the residents. You know,
yeah, are they up for that?
I don't know. It all depends.
Probably not. Let's go.
How about that D, baby?
Let's go to Jay.
I didn't mean like that, Kyle. I just meant, you know, I just fellowshipping. That's all I meant.
Yeah, just making friends.
That's it. That's what my fellas.
I'm looking at a threesome.
No, what did he say? Never get your meat where you make your bread. Never do that.
I think that sounds like a Daily Douglas.
Yeah, it is.
Speaking of making friends, did you guys hear the new afternoon show yesterday, the discussion they had about saying hi when someone says hi to you?
No, I did. I heard that yesterday.
What would you come down on that?
I don't, like, if I speak to you, you better speak back.
So you're with Spike. You want the hello back.
You better speak back. Like, but sometimes I don't need the long conversation.
Yeah.
But I need to be acknowledged. But I do get sometimes because, you know, listening to what they say. Like, a lot of times, especially at night, you know, when you speak to people, it's a little unnerving, especially living in the city. So I get that. I get that.
So I think it should be common courtesy. If someone says hi or hello, hey, what's up?
Like, just yeah, like but people are, like, the unfortunate thing about that is people are weird.
They are weird. But one little thing about that story they were talking about yesterday, when Spike said hi to someone on his morning walk and they didn't get a hi back. I think before a certain time of the morning, you can't be expecting.
Yeah, because Spike was kind of early.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if I haven't had coffee yet and you're trying to talk to me at 6:15 in the morning, you're not getting anything back.
And let's be honest. Like looking at Spike, I know Spike and I love Spike. Spike looked like he stole a few cars back in his day, though, dog. Like Spike does give off like he carjacked a few people. I mean, he probably hasn't.
Are you saying the person was afraid of Spike?
Probably. A little bit. Spike, look at his hair, dude. Look, like, if Spike, like, he said he had on a couple hoodies. But Spike looked like he didn't stole a few cars back in the day.
He doesn't come off like, as scary to me.
You never judge a book by its cover.
Well, you just thought you are.
But Spike looked like, so you don't look at Spike. Am I the only one that looks at Spike Eskin? And he looks like he didn't look like he stole a few cars back in the day. Like he ain't hotwired and joyride rode in somebody's car.
I never got that vibe.
For real? Oh, so he was like throwing bricks through windows. Like Spike,
I think that's more likely than stealing a car.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. I mean, we all did dumb things at 16.
That's what I'm saying, but Spike looked like he did them at 22. That's the biggest difference.
And I look like, I look dumb enough to do dumb things now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.